The Cosset House Museum in Sydney will reopen this year, but with less funding than expected. It's one of six out of a dozen provincial museums recently spared from closure after the province announced funding cuts in the recent provincial budget. Old Sydney Society board member Catherine Arsenault.
We did undertake further communications with staff with the Nova Scotia Museum, and an offer was received that Cosset House, if the board was interested, could be considered under the Community Museums Assistance Program for the upcoming year. The board's had several conversations and meetings around that and did confirm with the Department of Communities, Culture, Tourism and Heritage that for the upcoming year, we would endeavor to operate the museum through the CMAP program.
Arsenault says the Community Museum Assistance Program funding will be less than they were expecting.
So as Cosset House had been part of the family of community museums funded through the Nova Scotia Museum, the board had prepared a budget in anticipation of an operating grant of $90,000 for Cosset House. In reality, now that the offer is a Community Museums Assistance Program grant, we are expecting the funds to be more in the range of $50,000. So there is a gap there of $40,000 from what was anticipated to what we now anticipate to receive.
Arsenault says at this point, the financial update gives them about 1 year to evaluate and later decide how they will approach a longer-term plan.
The offer was made quickly, and we had a short timeline to make a decision, and therefore we didn't really want to extend beyond the year at this point. The board wants to be able to work through the upcoming year, analyze data on visitorship, on actual costs, and then what kind of revenue generating can fill the gap. Our concern is that the Cosset grant was the largest one received from the province by the Old Sydney Society, and to it we scaffolded on other programs and other funding opportunities.
Arsenault says fundraising will be important and hopefully they can look to some programs to hire students for staff. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.